Episode 78. Are you using business jargon or corporate language in your marketing? If so, then listening to this episode from Phil at Smith Scribe is a must for you.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name, as John has just told us, is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. Really sorry, I'm in a bit of a good mood today. Anyway, I'm astounded by the number of people who are downloading and listening to this podcast every single episode. The numbers are just increasing each week, which is just absolutely awesome. It dawned on me though, I don't know if you've been listening to the last episode, but I have absolutely no idea who is actually listening to this though. Joe, what type of businesses are you from? Where are you in the world? I don't even know if you're in India or America or the UK, I have no idea. But I'd really like to get to know you guys better, so I can start to tailor the content around these industries. So if you're from a particular industry, I'll do an article for that. Anyway, I'm going to challenge you. Where are you right now? Perhaps you're taking the dog for a walk. I don't know, perhaps you're doing the ironing. Perhaps you're at the gym. Or you might be working. I challenge you to do a photo bomb. Take a look right now. Have a look. Take a selfie of yourself wherever you are. Perhaps not if you're driving the car. And when you're listening to this podcast, and either post it online in the comments section of the blog, or tweet it, or tag it in my Twitter handle, which is at Julia Doherty, or just as long as you tap me in somewhere, that'd be cool. I'll also give a mention to people who have photobombed the show on the next episode. Go on, I dare you, it'll be fun. In addition to the blog article, I'd also like to start sharing with you a tool or a technique that I use in my business every day. So before we get to the blog, let me share with you a technique that you can use on your Facebook page.
Hot topic and the latest news.
Okay, you may be aware of EdRank, which is the algorithm that decides who sees your content on your newsfeed. We all know nowadays that not all the people who have liked our page get to see the content in the newsfeed, but there are ways of manipulating the system if you keep on top of the algorithm changes. The last change that was implemented last week in September 2014 was the change to ensure that you're using trending content in your posts. So Facebook is now giving some weight in the algorithm to trending content. And that's content that either your friends are talking about an awful lot, or, you know, you get this national, international news, so things that are trending online. If that sort of stuff will be showcased now in your newsfeed. So take a look at either Twitter, where you can have a look at the trending topics on Twitter, or the trending topics on Facebook, or check out Post Planner. It's really cool. It gives you trending articles that you can just click instantly, just a click of a button. And you can share that content on your Facebook page. And because it's trending content, you're more or less guaranteed for those posts to be shared in the newsfeed. So Facebook are giving it a bit of a thumbs up. So a really good way of manipulating the system. Anyway, by the way, you can check out Post Planner. All you have to do is go to green-umbrella.biz, my usual bits, /Post Planner. It's a really cool Facebook app. So that's my tip of the day.
Geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. At Julia Doherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
Okay, it's time for our guest blogger to strut their stuff as I pass you over to the lovely Phil Smith from Smith Scribe. Phil's audios always have an entertainment value, so I hope that you enjoy today's article. Are corporate jargon and business buzzwords the weakest link in your marketing? Over to you, Phil.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hi there, this is Phil Smith of Smith Scribe, independent copywriter and occasionally guest blogger for Green Umbrella. And in this particular article, I'm asking a question. Are corporate jargon and business buzzwords the weakest link in your marketing? Now, whatever kind of business you own or work in, and whatever that business is doing, or maybe isn't doing to market itself, there's one thing that's for sure. You're using words to describe what you do. Now, you might not be writing them down, but they'll be popping out of your mouth at various points during the day. It might be over the phone when you answer a call from a customer. It could be at a business event, like a trade show or a networking meeting. It could even be down the pub or in the street, you know, when you bump into someone that you've not seen for ages and they ask you, what are you up to these days? Well, when that happens, what kind of words come out? What I'm saying is, do they actually mean anything to the other person? Does it help them to create a picture in their mind, and is it memorable? I once saw a young woman asked in public what she did for her job, and it was embarrassing to the point of being literally toe-curling. She walked straight into a trap. Shall I tell you how I came to witness it close up? Okay, bit of a story behind this one. I've got a mate who's worked in the TV industry for ages, and every now and again he gets me a freebie. One of the best was seeing an international football match at the Euro 96 tournament for free. But I'm digressing. On this occasion, I can't remember how it happened or why I was near London at the time, but my mate phoned me and said, do you want to go to Pinewood Studios? I've got some tickets for something. And then he told me why. And I said, yeah, go on then. So I ended up arriving at the gates of the world-famous film studios. I was checked in by security and led, along with a group of other people, across the site. We went past the 007 stage, which is the big hangar-type building in which they film scenes for the James Bond movies, as well as others. And it's even got a big 007 gun logo on the side. I'm sure there are lots of geeks out there who'd love to see that. But our destination was another building, because we were there to see... I'm not sure if I should actually tell you now, because you might be really disappointed after all this hype, but, okay, I'll come clean. We were going to watch a recording of an edition of The Weakest Link with Anne Robinson. Now, depending on your point of view, you might still be listening, or you may have just switched off in a peak of disgust. Because from the comments I've read online, that particular quiz show was like Marmite to the power of 100. Lots of people despised it and everything about it. Or perhaps more accurately, they hated the host herself. You're still here? Phew. Now, I don't watch a huge amount of TV, apart from the news, and maybe the odd drama, and perhaps the odd documentary, and I sometimes watch sport. Yeah, okay, I probably watch more than I admit, but I wasn't even sure if The Weakest Link was still on these days, so I went and looked it up, and I found an interview with Anne Robinson from 2011, in which she talked about why she decided to stop presenting Infamous Quiz after 12 years. So yes, you were right, it's not on anymore. Now, of course, she didn't only present it for the BBC, she also went to America to do it for NBC over there for a while and raked in a few million in the process. But the most astonishing statistic in this interview was that during those 12 years of presenting The Weakest Link, Anne Robinson had asked contestants a total of 230,000 questions. Think about that for a moment. 230,000 quiz questions. That's getting on for a quarter of a million. It's even more amazing that she was able to fit them in, because she spent half the time insulting the people on the show. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, we were at Pinewood watching them make it. Now, I don't know whether you've ever gone to a television programme recording, but it makes you realise just how fake the whole thing is. The studio sets look nowhere near as bright and big and colourful as they do on the screen. There are wires and cables and things visible in the areas where the cameras never point. And it all takes a flipping long. They mess around for ages just to produce something that's broadcast for less than half an hour. I mean, in between each round of this, they stopped recording, and the warm-up comedian kept coming back on to keep the audience entertained, while technicians fiddled with things, and makeup artists came on and attended to the contestants. I mean, there was even one woman there who kept on having her hairspray reapplied by a makeup artist in between each round, and it wasn't Anne Robinson. I don't know where she went. While all this was going on, she was off stage, maybe having some more Botox, I don't know. Anyway, other than that, I can't remember a single thing about the quiz. I don't know who won or anything, except there was one particular moment, this one I referred to earlier. There was a young woman in her late 20s, and Anne Robinson asked her what she did for a living, and she said she was some kind of manager. I can't remember exactly what she said. It was one of those sorts of jobs with a title that's been inflated to make it sound much more important than it actually is. Anyway, she was starting to fall into a trap. "And what exactly do you do?" inquired Anne Robinson. "I help customers leverage their best practice to create an holistic approach for solutions to take their core values to the next level." All right, that might not be exactly 100% what she said. I can't, in all honesty, remember, but it was a load of waffly corporate jargon, pretty much like that. "I haven't a clue what that means," stated the black-clad questioner. "Tell me, do you use those sorts of phrases to talk to your partner when you go home at night?" "I don't have a partner at the moment," she replied. Now, the audience at this point was already silent, and they seemed to go even quieter as we waited for the inevitable final put-down. "Well, I can see why, if you talk that sort of rubbish," snapped Robinson, and turned and fixed her stare on the next hapless contestant. Yes, just a few yards from the 007 stage, Anne Robinson was leaving her victims shaken and stirred. Now, I never saw many episodes of The Weakest Link, and as I said, the exchange I've just described was the only thing that really stuck in my memory from my one time in the audience. But I guess I took notice because it was relevant to me, being about business communication. And tellingly, even though I can't remember Anne Robinson's put-downs, I can't accurately recall either the woman's job title or what she said when she described her role. And that, of course, was because it was a load of impenetrable waffle and jargon of the sort that is presumably supposed to sound very professional and businesslike, but which ultimately means nothing and leaves everyone none the wiser. But people still keep on doing it, you know. The other day I saw a van, and it was from a facilities management company. Now, I sort of knew what facilities management was, but I thought I'd look it up anyway, just so I could be sure and be better informed. And their website told me this: "We provide bespoke integrated facilities management solutions to fit your business and its unique needs. Our pioneering integrated approach to facility management ensures..." I was talking about being bored witless by corporate jargon and the same old hackneyed buzzwords. Now, if you're still with me, consider this. I've just told you a story in which I wandered off into an old reminiscence involving Anne Robinson, and it went on for over 1,200 words. I didn't use any jargon or buzz phrases, apart from when I quoted them. I just wrote in a straightforward, simple, conversational way, the sort of thing that everyone can understand, and you're still here. I'm off in a moment, but I'll leave you with this thought. There are lots of businesses out there who pay good money to have nicely designed websites and brochures and adverts, but they let themselves down by failing to engage their audience. They don't say anything that stands out, communicates, or leaves any lasting impression. Their lazy choice of words is their weakest link. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
You were fab as always, Phil, and it certainly makes you think whether you're using your own language in written format. When it's language that you're accustomed to, and it's sometimes difficult to actually decipher what is normal speak and what is jargon, because if you use it every day, to you it is normal speak, so it is a bit difficult. So some really good food for thought there for our listeners. By the way, just for the record, I hate Marmite. It's just food of the devil, if you ask me.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes, and you'll never miss the online marketing audio blog.
Okay, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you have knowledge about online marketing, then why not consider becoming a guest blogger for Green Umbrella? We're increasing our weekly content, so we're looking for additional bloggers all the time. Perhaps you're a marketeer or a business coach, or you specialise in web development or design. Then I'd just love to hear from you. As always, please don't take any notes, or you don't need to take any notes, as we have a full transcript of the article. All you have to do is visit all the w's.green-umbrella.biz/78, so we're episode 78. Obviously, if you visit there as well, you can subscribe to the blog, or you can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. I forgot about that one. Anyway, that's it for this week's episode. Take care. Bye-bye for now. See you soon. Ta-da.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.